Hi everyone, this is Terry Nason, world famous astrologer for Friday, April 11th, 2025. The moon is in the sign of Libra and growing fuller. Tomorrow is going to be the full moon in the sign of Libra. And if you want your free natal birth chart on my website, www.terrynason.com, go get it and find out what you have at 23 degrees and perhaps get a little bit of insight of how this full moon in Libra will influence your life. So the full moon is at 8:22 p.m. It's called the full pink moon, and it is not going to be as bright or as big as like a super moon. So it could be a little bit further away from the Earth, but nonetheless potent. Also, tomorrow, Venus, the planet of love, romance, and the ruler of that full moon in Libra, goes direct in Pisces. So let's take a look. I know you're getting tired of me talking about this lineup in the sign of Pisces, but as it does connect to that fixed star, that unfortunate fixed star, Shiat, we did have another helicopter landing in another river, and unfortunately, you know, people's lives are lost, so we have to be extremely careful. Venus goes direct in the sign of Pisces, where she will once again, in a couple days, meet up with the sign of Saturn, which influences not only money, losses, but also relationships, things that are ending, because it is the 12th house. This is where we deal with losses, endings, and also where we make mistakes. We slip and fall. We have sudden surprises. So imagine this lineup, Venus going direct, Saturn, the North Node, Mercury in Pisces, and Shiat. So imagine like when you almost crash into the car in front of you, but you know your anti-brake or your braking system collapses in. So is that kind of like a shock or surprise that you might feel? So we're going to be very, very careful with that. Because when the planet changes signs, changes directions, which it will be at 9:02 p.m. Eastern time, we know that, you know, things can happen. So I would say right after Venus goes direct, I would say be a little cautious, because the moon, having grown full, is also going to be in conjunct Venus, Uranus, Saturn, and squaring Mars by 6 a.m. the next day. So we do want to be very careful. Those in conjuncts are just what I said. They're surprises. They're tripping down the stairs and that feeling of oh my God, this thing almost happened. Or having to pick up a glass that's broke and you have the pieces of glass all over the floor. So we want to be extra careful going forward. In fact, let's just focus on something else. Venus is the ruler of the full moon in Libra, and we like beauty, we like peace, we like serenity, we like beautiful objects, and we like to be charming, and we like to keep things superficial. So, nothing deep. Maybe that's a good way, and don't take things too seriously. Maybe that's a good way to get through that full moon. All right, so that's all there is for today. Have a wonderful day. TGIF, it's Friday. Enjoy your day.